This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 8 political parties form a task force targeting upcoming presidential election. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Central Committee meeting called for today. Various parts of the country, including Kathmandu Valley, witness rainfall after 5 months. And at least 59 migrants, including 12 children, die and dozens missing after shipwreck in Italy. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the 8 political parties, including the Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Centre and CPN Unified Socialist, has formed a task force in view of the upcoming presidential election. The meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday evening formed the panel led by Nepali Congress's Vice President Purna Bahadur Kharga. CPN Maoist Centre General Secretary Dev Kurung, CPN Unified Socialist General Secretary Beduram Busal, Senior Leader of Janta Samajwadi Party Rajendra Sester, Janamat Party's Abdul Khan, Sarat Singh Bhandari of Loktantrik Samajwadi Party, Ranjita Shrestha of Nagarik Unmukti Party and Chitra Bahadur Kesi of the Rashtriya Janamorcha Party Nepal are the members in the Kharga-led task force. The members of the task force are mandated to coordinate their respective parties' votes in the presidential election scheduled for March 9th. The meeting has also decided to direct the 8 parties' lawmakers to arrive in Kathmandu by March 7 for the presidential election. Likewise, the meeting decided to orient the federal parliament's lawmakers on March 2nd. Yesterday's meeting urged one and all to support Nepali Congress's presidential candidate Ramchandra Paudil for the post of president. Furthermore, the leaders in the meeting discussed the election to the vice president, recent political development and power sharing. Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, Nepali Congress's President Shyabahadur Dewa and top leaders of other parties were also present at the meeting. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has stressed on forging unanimous consensus among political parties for the election of the president. Addressing a concluding ceremony of a sports event at Ba Park of Gorkha yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said if the president was elected in consensus among all, it would give a positive message. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also honoured the families of martyrs and disappeared persons. He also vowed to dedicate his life to ensure good governance and development of the country. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal pledged to declare those who sacrificed their lives for the cause of the people's war as national martyrs. During his interaction with the families of those killed and disappeared during the people's war at Balwatar yesterday, the Prime Minister said preparations were going on to officially recognize the sacrifices of the martyrs. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal's visit to Qatar's capital Doha has been cancelled. Prime Minister Prachanda was scheduled to leave for Doha on March 3rd to participate in the 5th conference of the least developed countries. Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said the Prime Minister's Qatar visit was cancelled because of the elections to the President and the Vice President. The Nepali delegation under the leadership of Prime Minister Dahal was scheduled to return home on March 6th after attending the conference. The portfolios of additional 3 ministries have been added to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. The spokesperson of the Office of the President informed in a statement yesterday that President Vidya Devi Bhandari added the responsibilities of 3 ministries that lay vacant after the exit of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party from the government to the Prime Minister. 3 ministers from the cabinet had resigned from their post on Saturday, citing political development related to the election of the president. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has called a meeting of its central committee for today to discuss various topics, including preparations for the by-election to be held in Chitwan constituency number 2 on the 23rd of April this year. The meeting will take place at the party office in Basundhara. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Vice Chair Dol Prasad Aryal said the changed political equation, the presidential election and the by-election in the Chitwan constituency number 2 would be discussed in the meeting. The party had left the incumbent government on the 5th of February and the party, however, has not withdrawn its support from the government so far. The National Assembly meeting yesterday unanimously passed a condolence proposal on the demise of Janata Samajwadi Party lawmaker Shahnaz Rahman. The condolence motion was proposed by the National Assembly chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timilsina. Rahman was the House of Representatives member through the proportional representation system under the Muslim cluster. She died of a heart attack on Saturday. The Nepal Tourism Board has begun a survey in a bid to find data on average expenditures by a foreign tourist. Nepal Tourism Board Director Maniraj Lamisani said the survey aimed at finding out how much a foreign tourist spent during his or her stay in Nepal. Director Lamichani said in 2021 and 2022, a foreign tourist spent average of $48 on a daily basis. The arrival of foreign tourists has gradually been on track post the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Nepal Tourism Board data, a total of 55,074 foreign tourists visited Nepal in January alone in the year 2023. Similarly, the total of 614,148 tourists arrived in Nepal in the year 2022. Various places, including the Kathmandu Valley, witnessed rain yesterday after an interval of 5 months. The Weather Forecasting Division informed that light to moderate rainfall occurred in different parts of the country, including the federal capital. Meteorologist at the division, Sanjeev Adhikari, said the westerly wind caused the rainfall. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 59 migrants, including 12 children, have died and dozens more are feared missing after their boat sank in rough seas off southern Italy. According to BBC, the vessel broke apart while trying to land near the coastal town of Crotone in the Calabria region. Survivors said at least 150 people were on board. Interior Minister Matteo Pentedosi, who visited the scene, said as many as 30 people might still be missing. Bodies were recovered from the beach at a nearby seaside resort. The boat, which sailed from Turkey several days ago, was carrying passengers from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia and Iran. Large numbers of people fleeing conflict or poverty cross from Africa to Italy every year. The leaders of Britain and the European Union will hold talks in London on Monday as they seek to finalise a new deal to tackle trade and political disruption in Northern Ireland caused by Brexit. According to the BBC, the UK wants to change the protocol, an agreement with the European Union which sees some goods checked when entering from the rest of the Great Britain. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and at one or two places of the hilly region of the rest of the country. Chances of light snowfall also remain at a few places of the high, hilly and mountainous region of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was recorded at 23.3 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was recorded at 7.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Eight political parties form a task force targeting the upcoming presidential election. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Central Committee meeting called for today. Various parts of the country, including Kathmandu Valley, witnessed rainfall after 5 months. And at least 59 migrants, including 12 children, die and dozens missing after shipwreck in Italy. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.